Ah! How's it going, everyone? This is Gabe. You're listening to Birds Anonymous on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in. It is 3:06 in the studio, and normally we are the Birders, plural anonymous, but Larson is out this week, so I'm holding it down. Just playing some good tunes for y'all, ideally. That last song was called Come Sunday by Sullivan Fortner, which is a new solo album from him. He's a fantastic jazz pianist. And the concept for that album was really interesting. He actually had one take to do each song, and he recorded about 25, I think, jazz standards, and then picked his favorite 16 of those 25. So that was his first and only take, and a great take of Come Sunday. Hope that y'all enjoyed. This next song that we're going to be listening to is called Happy Day From Me to You by Sir Victor Owafu. And then after that, we're going to be listening to I Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin. And I'll come back and gab at y'all some more. Here goes.
While riding, I think of a sting. I say a little prayer for you.
That last song right there was called I Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin. Before that, we had Happy Day From Me to You by Sir Victor Owofu. And the first song of the hour, which I already talked after, was Come Sunday by Sullivan Fortner. And the official, unofficial theme of this hour, being as it's so close to Thanksgiving, is of course gratitude, which is very not original. I'm sure that many other people have done that this week. But basically, how I pick songs for this hour is I thought about people that I'm grateful for, and I went back through our text messages because I send a lot of music back and forth with people, and pick some favorites. So that first song was courtesy of Mr. JoJo Martin, who I live with, who's one of my close friends. That second song was courtesy of Yyla. That third song was a song from Griffin Congdon, who's my roommate last year, and we would just kind of spend a lot of time in the room playing music for each other and hanging out. So that was that three right there. This next song is going to be If You Want Me to Stay by Sly and the Family Stone. This one is going to be courtesy of someone I spent some good time with this summer named Eva. I was working on a boat with her up in Maine. She was big onto bass lines and big into dancing. So if you're so in the mood for this next song, get groovy. Then next song after that is going to be Window Seat by Erykah Badu. Shouts out to my good friend Hamed, who I saw Erykah Badu with. And then the last song in the next set of three is going to be called So Many Details by Toro y Moi. And that is courtesy of Mr. Jake Rubenstein, who's a beloved member of the WMFO community and who's currently abroad in Oxford. So Jake, if you're listening, hope you enjoy it. R.I.P. Jake. Here goes, If You Want Me to Stay, Sly and the Family Stone. Keep grooving, y'all.
To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin, please, I'm gone, forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight, how could I ever be late, when you're my woman taking up my time. Oh, oh, how could you ever allow, I wonder how, how would you get out of pocket for fun. Wish I could get the message over to you now.
need your energy, and I do. Oh, I need someone to clap for me. And I need your directions, not to say come back, hey, come back, baby, come back. I want you to need it, come back, baby, come back. Okay, yes, come back, baby, come back, come look for me, say come back, hey, hey, yeah, yeah. I don't want nobody next to me. I just wanna take it out of town, to look around, then to say touchdown. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the studio. That was called So Many Details by Toro y Moi. Fantastic, fantastic song. Once again, if you're just tuning in, it is Monday, as you know. It's 3:28. You're listening to WMFO, Birders Anonymous. The theme of this episode, just to reiterate, is gratitude. So each song that I've picked is in honor of someone that I'm grateful for. That last song, So Many Details, was for Mr. Jake Rubenstein, who's my roommate over the summer and a fantastic drummer and DJ. And if you liked that song, highly suggest more Toro y Moi. Before that was Window Seat by Erykah Badu. Shout out to Hamed. Before that was If You Want Me to Stay by Sly and the Family Stone. So that kind of concludes our jazzy chill part of the hour. We're going to be moving into some more kind of, I don't even know how to describe this, like upbeat, I suppose. And then we're going to get calm and all country at the end in honor of Mr. Larson, who is not with us today. But in the name of the show, as we are the Birders Anonymous, I do have a bird fact for y'all. This one is not about birds necessarily, but more a term involving birds. To have an albatross on around one's neck, which is basically to have a bird around one's neck, comes from the poem The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, which is a text from 1834, which is this very, very long odyssey about a man on a ship who kills an albatross who is flying above the ship. And when the albatross dies, he takes the wind with him and everything breaks loose on the ship. It's a good poem. Highly suggest you read it. But if you ever wondered where the phrase to have an albatross around your neck came from, it is The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Alrighty, we're going to get back into the music. We're going to be playing a song called Andromeda by Gorillaz and Dram. And then after that, a quick little ditty, which has a Japanese title that I do not know how to pronounce, but it's by a band called Toe. And then after that, we're going to be listening to a song called At Pace by Kola, which is a song that me and my mom have danced to quite a bit. It's which is surprising because it's actually not that danceable, but if you get into the mood, it works well. So this next song, Andromeda, is courtesy of a friend named Juan Pablo. Toe is courtesy of my good friend Santiago here at Tufts, who sent this to me. And then At Pace, of course, is for my mom. Enjoy it. Come back at you with a PSA in just a little bit. But for now, enjoy the music.
Stop! Peace will come out in the wash. It's not
That last song was called At Pace by Kola. Before that, we had a song I cannot pronounce and I will not try to butcher by a band called Toe. Look them up. And before that, we had Andromeda by Gorillaz. Bit of an eclectic three, but I hope that y'all enjoyed. It is now PSA time. It's 3:40, almost 3:40. And we're going to be talking about public transport. This is walking because the Red Line has sucked recently. I don't know if, for those of you around Boston, I'm sure you felt my pain. The Red Line is horrible. So if anyone at MBPTA is listening, please get on that. But here we go. Public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transport. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time that it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you are getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you want to be, instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get an extra 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time. That is a really healthy deal. This has been an announcement, public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and Educational Radio. I would also like to shout out biking, which is one of the most, in my opinion, fastest, easiest, and most attractive modes of transportation. So if you got a bike, get on it. This next song is called Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins. This one is actually, I'm indebted to two people for this one. First, again, is Santiago, who is one of the most... that guy can consume media like no other, like in a very positive way, and he gets a lot of joy from it. And this is one of the first songs that he showed me when we were friends freshman year. And I just have a very distinct memory of him just losing his mind dancing around my dorm room to this song, even though it's not, you know, the most danceable or happy song. And then the other person I'm going to shout this out to is someone named Eleanor, who sent this to me in a song swap the other day. And yeah, just hope they're doing well. After that, we're going to be listening to Come Play in the Milky Way by Stereolab, which was showed to me by my friend Wesley Johnson, who is currently in Madrid. Hope he's living it up across the pond. And then after this is going to be a song called Practice Twice by Sam Precup, which was sent to me recently by my friend in high school named Zach Coban. So if any of them are listening, I hope that they enjoy these songs as much as they did when they sent them to me. If this is your first time listening to any of them songs, and you have the ability to, I would get up and dance too, because, yeah, good songs. So enjoy. First off to bat, Cherry Colored Funk, Cocteau Twins. Here goes.
Still, I'm still, eyes and glass, no deep vista through my.
That last song was called Practice Twice by Sam Prekop. Before that, we had Come and Play in the Milky Way by Stereolab. And the song before that, starting off that batch of three, was Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins. And now, we're going to be listening to some music that was inspired by my dad, in part. One of them is called Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel, which, of course, my name is Gabriel, his name is Peter, so obviously together we are Peter Gabriel. So Salisbury Hill will be in the next set of three. And we'll also be listening to Chinese Translation by M. Ward, which is a very nice poetic song. And then, actually, starting off that batch of three, we're going to be listening to Fire and Rain by James Taylor, which is a Larsen Burak classic. So we're going to be listening to some James Taylor, some Peter Gabriel, some M. Ward. Closing out the hour here on Writers Anonymous, Tufts Reform Radio, WMFO 91.5. I hope that you all have a wonderful twilight end to your Monday, and a wonderful Thanksgiving for all of those going home and all of those with family. Wonderful Thanksgiving if you're not doing those things either. And we, Larson being back next week, will see you next Monday at 3 p.m. So tune in and be well. Here goes.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was time on the telephone line to talk about things to come, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve. I had to listen, had no choice. Wine. Open doors will soon be shut.